What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. It's also Groundhog Day. And this morning, Punxsutawney Phil came on out of his burrow and saw his shadow, although there's some question as to whether the shadow was actually from the news lights or not. But they are officially declaring that he saw a shadow, and therefore we will have six more weeks of winter. And it's a cute little celebration. It's actually a big holiday on my mother's side of the family for who knows what reason. And looking back over past years, it turns out that Punxsutawney Phil's accuracy rate for predicting the end of winter is about 40%. Which doesn't sound too good, but it's still a much higher accuracy rate than all those scientists screaming about human-caused global warming. Now, as you're probably noticing, the shrill hysteria continues to climb against our President Donald Trump. And George Soros, is out there saying, I will take down President Trump for the New World Order, which sounds treasonous, seditious, and breaks a whole bunch of laws. I don't know why this guy has not been locked up by any of these countries that he's mucking about with here. Now, the big news right now is there was a huge riot at UC Berkeley last night. And there was supposed to be a speech by Milo Yiannopoulos, who used to be with Breitbart. And the rioters just overran the place, overturned the barricades. They broke into a bank. They set fires. They were throwing things. Some of them actually had their own pepper spray. They were pepper spraying the Trump supporters. And it was just completely out of control, shouting, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. No borders, no nations, blank deportations, which tells you they're globalists. And this is just more of that. We want what we want, and we don't care about things like democracy here. Russia Today has pegged who's responsible for this completely, and they're out there saying Soros goons go wild in Berkeley. And what's really ironic, if you're my age, you remember where UC Berkeley was the hub of the 1960s free speech movement, where everybody was fighting back against government censorship and corporate media dominance, and especially with regards to the war in Vietnam. And Berkeley was like this place where ideas could be exchanged freely. And look what it's turned into now. Now, Donald Trump has come on out saying that UC Berkeley's federal funding could be cut, both because of the apparent tolerance for the violent protests and the suppression of freedom of speech by Milo Yiannopoulos, because they had to cancel the speech. It got that out of control. And once again, the liberals are showing the world that they are a bunch of crybaby children. Now, Jerome Corsi, I used to have a lot of respect for, but I'm starting to really rethink that, because we all know that Soros is behind so many of these things. Black Lives Matter, the We Follow the Money, the Women's March, so forth and so on. Corsi is now out there trying to say Russia is funding communist groups to protest Donald Trump, which is highly unlikely given that Russia is no longer a communist country. In fact, the only country that still has an active Communist Party is the United States. But Milo was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson and says the left does not want to debate me. They just want to shout and scream. And for 30 years, the liberals have been able to bully people into silence by name-calling. They don't know how to argue. They don't know how to have an actual rational debate. It's scream abuse at them until they shut up, winning through intimidation. Now, Rosa Brooks, who's a former Obama administration official, in a blog post for Foreign Policy magazine, outlined four ways to get rid of Donald Trump, including a military coup. declaring that Trump is obviously mentally unfit because he won't support the liberal agenda. And you need to remember, this is the same lady who, right after Supreme Court Justice Scalia died under very, very questionable circumstances, wrote a letter that was almost dancing on his grave about, oh, the celebrations that are going to take place now that he's off this Supreme Court here. Sarah Silverman is out there calling for a military coup to stop Donald Trump. It's amazing. These people are just out there, and they don't. There's no restraint. Now, Thomas Friedman, he's a regular columnist for the New York Times, and he's on board with the global elitists. High IQ progressives, autocrats, and corporatists should rule a globalist, borderless world, and everybody else should just sit down, do as they're told, and shut the heck up. And he's out there saying that the globalist billionaires have to save the United States of America from Donald Trump. Now, you need to remember, all of these idiots have just violated Title 18, Section 2385, calling for the overthrow of the legitimate elected government of this country. The U.S. has been doing this to other countries around the world, the CIA and Soros. Now they're trying to do it here. A color revolution. And it's going to fail miserably for a very simple reason. For a color revolution to work, the people who are protesting have to be seen in a sympathetic light by the general population. You can't have a color revolution without popular support. But the public image that is going out from all these whining crybabies is their biggest liability. And it's not going to work. We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, 99% of the military support Trump. It's only the 1%, the transgender division, that supports the globalists. I mean, did you read that report about the Special Forces unit flying Trump flag? Special Forces convoy was seen flying the Trump flag on one or multiple vehicles driving through a town or something.
Well, that would be good. I didn't even realize Trump had a flag. It's not a repeat of that horrible one that Obama had, where the red and white stripes were there, but the blue field where the stars would go was Obama's picture. I hope Trump hasn't done that, because that was just tacky.
Hey, Mike, you know, there's not going to be no military coup, but the problem is these people, it looks like a large protest. It's actually a small group of people causing the ruckus, but they can do a lot of damage and block. They can block commerce, and they can, they can hurt people. You know, so I mean, people need to really stand their ground now. And you know, hey, it could come to a civil/unrest partly. You know, because these people, like I said, these people can do a lot of damage, Mike. I don't have no problem with them torching the Bank of America, though.
Well, you know, that was kind of a highlight of the anti-war protests back during Vietnam. They made posters out of that when you could get them at the head shops.
But it's just a shame. The corporate media, the gloves are going to have to come off at some point, Mike, because they're not going to let up. You can't keep letting this go on. It's going to get worse. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. Trump is going to have to make an example of some of these people and say, look, you are violating the laws of this nation, and you're not allowed to just violate the laws of the nation just because the candidate you supported in the election wasn't able to steal the election. And they're just compounding their crimes. And like I said, the reason this color revolution is not going to work is because they're not going to win the support of the general population behaving the way that they are.
It's just a shame how this is what we've come to, you know, like it's sad how these people just don't want to give up their power.
It's brown shirt
tactics. That's what they're coming down to.
It's brown shirt. It's classic, right, straight out of the Nazi Party brown shirt tactics that they're using.
Yeah, because they're basically, you know, they're shutting down your free speech. People are afraid to wear Trump shirts, maybe, or hats. Are they going to get a brick to the back of the head? Yeah, you know, people need to start looking out for each other, man. You know, gloves are going to have to come. Hey, you know, I'm not violent, but, you know, somebody's going to mess. I had it, man. I'm a Democrat. I voted for Obama. Big mistake. You know, I voted for Trump this time. You know, but, you know, I see what's going on, and it's going to get worse, Mike. I mean, they're not going to let up. That's what I'm trying to say. They're not going to let this go. You know, and I'm talking about worldwide, because this is a globalist, worldwide Marxism. You know, I mean, it's sad, man.
Well, I'm looking back at, remember when they tried a color revolution in Iran back in 2009, and they had exactly the same problem going on then. The son of the Shah was coming on in. They were trying to fly the flag of Iran as it was under the Shah, and they couldn't win popular support. And it finally just fizzled and fell flat, and Iran cracked down on all the troublemakers and put a lot of them in jail. And I think at some point Donald Trump is going to have to realize that he is totally justified, based on the fact that they're violating all these laws, in cracking down on these people. They're not behaving like this is a democracy. They're not even behaving like it's a republic. They're behaving like a bunch of brown shirts, and they represent a clear and present danger to the safety of ordinary American people who are just trying to go about their lives and express their opinions, which is protected by the First Amendment. And at some point, there's going to have to be a crackdown. And
yeah,
yes,
this is like a national security threat.
And yes, the corporate media is going to scream that Trump is behaving like a dictator, and that's probably why he hasn't done a crackdown yet, is he knows that he will be demonized no matter what he does. But yeah, at some point, there's going to have to be a real hard slapdown on people behaving this way. And I'm not challenging their right to come on out with a different point of view, but the First Amendment does not cover whacking your opponent with a flagpole or spraying them with pepper spray or throwing rocks through their windows and setting fire to their property.
Yeah, or hitting people in the head with bricks. You know, like,
yeah.
and then you see how they don't care. They'll leave you on the ground like the guy got knocked unconscious. So they laugh at, you know, they'll laugh. So this is the kind of sick people that you're, you know, this is not a joke now. You know, this
look at the guy they had, the leader up in Portland, you know, a known registered sex offender, just got arrested again. This is what they're recruiting to be the leaders of this anti-Trump movement. Nobody's going to respond to that. Nobody's going to have any respect for anything that they say when they have, people like this are being put forward as the leaders of this.
But if when he cuts funding off, you're going to see it get a lot worse, because then they'll send everybody out, you know, everybody from the woodwork. And remember, not just George Soros behind us. You got Hillary Clinton, the elements of the State Department and the CIA that are part of that oligarchy. You know, so they have the ability to stir up a lot of problems.
Well, Trump can clean out the State Department, and he's certainly getting ready to do that. The CIA has been rogue for a lot of decades, and Trump's going to have to deal with that somewhere down the road. But the most immediate thing, though, is to respond to all of this behavior, this rioting, by pointing out it doesn't represent the majority opinion of the American people. It is brown shirt behavior right out of the Nazi regime. And otherwise just ridicule it, point out how their leaders are these sex criminals, and just, oppose their grab for popular support. And if they can't get popular support, they are doomed to fail, just like they happened in Iran in 2009.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say real quick, people need to watch that video where the girl was trying to have a conversation with that older gentleman, and he maced her in the face. Now, this goes back a long time. These people are occultists. They've been indoctrinated for a long time. So, like I said, very dangerous. You know, maybe we should be with a couple of people when you go out wearing a Trump shirt.
It probably would be a good idea, because tensions are running high. But, again, that video you're talking about is on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And again, this is not how Americans behave, and that's a good point to be making when you're talking about the rioting and the breaking of things and the pepper spraying of the girl who wasn't doing anything wrong whatsoever, the guy who got beat up with a flagpole. Just say, this is not how Americans behave. This is how Nazis
behave. And if you don't have a buddy,
Okay. when you beat somebody with a flagpole, this is not how Americans behave. This is how Nazis behave. This is how thugs behave. And if we want to have America, we have got to oppose people who behave like this. simply because they're behaving like this. And it's not a question of whether they're liberal or conservative. It's not a question of their point of view. It is their behavior that is the problem. And we need to keep focused on that and keep everybody else focused on that. Okay, now...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Hey, Mike, real quick, if you don't have a buddy and you have a license to carry, make sure you're packing because, you know, better than being hit in the head with a brick or something.
Better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Bob in Michigan. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm on the south shore of Lake Superior. It is a balmy 8 degrees here.
Oh, and wow. Can work
I'm
on your
loving
your
this
can.
Global warming.
Well, according to Punxsutawney Phil, you've got 6 more weeks.
Yeah, unbelievable. These people that are on the global warming part, they have no idea the output of the sun. They put that totally off their ledger, and they don't have an idea of the output of the sun, which actually is what's causing the difference in the climate.
Well, all these computer models were set up specifically to sell an agenda. Human activity releases more carbon dioxide that's going to warm the Earth. And none of these models were ever designed to take in all possible factors. And none of them have any input for solar output. Solar output is always assumed to be a constant. And that's simply not true. And that's why they've missed all these predictions. Because, you know, when back in the 1990s, when the world really was warming, it seemed like a good idea. Okay, the world is warming. Let's claim that humans are to blame for it, and then we'll guilt them out of money and obedience. And then Mother Nature took a U-turn, and they've been scrambling ever since to keep this little thing going. And it is a great deal of nonsense. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. Stay warm. Watch out for the frostbite. Any interesting ice and snow, take pictures and send them on in. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. And getting on back to this whole thing about the refugee and Trump's ban and so forth, everybody's hopping on board. The Right Reverend Al Sharpton came on out on his Twitter feed on Sunday to remind everybody that Jesus was a refugee. Before you head to church today, remember to thank God for his son, Jesus, a refugee who fled Egypt. Now, you think about that one for a few minutes, because I think it's time that the Reverend Sharpton went back and reread that Bible. It's obviously been a very long time since he actually opened that book. It was Moses who fled Egypt. I mean, even I know that, and I'm a non-believer. I'm a heretic, and I know the difference here. Now, Prince Harry over in Great Britain thinks Trump is a threat to human rights. Of course, that's in the context that humans have a right to go anywhere on the planet they want to go, with, regardless of the feelings of the people who are already there, which has actually been part of Britain's imperial policy for quite a few centuries. And when Trump does visit Great Britain, he's going to get a chilly reception from the royal family. They are not at all happy with him at this point. Because he is pushing national sovereignty, nationalism, and he's not falling for this global warming thing, which Prince Charles is a huge supporter and profiteer of. Now, actor Matthew McConaughey is coming on out, and he's risking his career by saying it's time for the celebrities and the Trump haters to calm down and embrace the president and shake hands and say, this is the real world we all have to live in. And remember what happened when Nicole Kidman tried to say the same thing? Boy, oh boy, did they pound on her. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. Tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And during the commercial break, I did a quick search on this story about the Trump flag. And I'm happy to report that the flag in question is one of the campaign flags that says Trump 2016, make America great again. Donald Trump did not have the bad taste to put his face on the American flag the way Barack Obama did. The problem here is that flying that flag without permission is a military violation, and the involved SEALs are now facing an investigation, which I don't expect will go all that far. It's a rather minor infraction, but that's the story behind that. Now then, what we're hearing now from Piers Morgan is that while all these liberal elites and globalists are literally losing their minds, the polls are showing ordinary, common sense, practical people are liking Donald Trump. And it isn't so much what he's doing, because I don't agree with everything that he's doing. It's a question of style. This is a guy who's gone on in and he's shaking things up. And that is really the most that I certainly wanted him to do, was to give the system a good shaking, shake off the unnecessary parts, and to pull back from this nonsense about a new world order. And that's what he's doing here. Now, the good news is that it looks like Senator Sessions is on his way to being attorney general. He cleared the committee vote yesterday. The Democrats stopped boycotting it, and so he's headed for the vote. And it looks like he's going to get it, despite all the delays. So with Jeff Sessions as the new attorney general, Jim Comey wanting to rehabilitate his historical image as head of the FBI, and Donald Trump, it looks like that there is nobody up high in power who's going to be protecting Hillary Clinton, and those investigations can move onto the front burner again. Chaffetz has been given a green light to just go wherever he thinks there needs to be an investigation, and he is loaded for bear. And I would dearly love to see a lot of this stuff brought out into the public. They won't reveal all of it, because if the American people knew the entirety of what the Clintons and Bushes have been doing for the last 30 years, it would delegitimize the entire government. But I'd like to see some of it come on out. The Clinton Foundation, the corruption there, I'd like to see it come on out. In any event, I think we've reached a point where Americans aren't assuming that what they see in the corporate media or hear from the government is true anymore. As the traffic is building to the independent media sites, people are logging in. They're reading these stories. I was checking the logs on my server, and people are going back and they're rereading all that material about Vince Foster and about MENA, Arkansas. And they're curious. They're now open to saying maybe something else was going on, and that is a major, major victory. Now, over in Germany, Angela Merkel's polls are just in a nosedive, and all the election fraud is probably not going to be able to save her. And Martin Schulz is surging ahead. And it looks like it's going to be a major, major upset for Merkel in September's election, even with all the election fraud that I'm sure she's already hired all of Hillary's people. I don't know why they didn't succeed here. Latest poll in France is showing Marine Le Pen will beat her right-wing opponent in the first round. Now, as we mentioned the other day, Hungary has started to come on down on George Soros and his non-governmental organizations pushing toward globalism. They've kicked him on out. Hungary is getting very cool on the idea of being part of the European Union, and they're turning to Russia. Putin is visiting their Prime Minister Orban to talk trade between Hungary and Russia. That whole European Union experiment is coming unglued. And that's why all these globalists are in such a panic. They don't know how to reverse the trend. And they won't acknowledge that it was this heavy-handed push toward a globalist society that triggered this backlash. So, anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. When we come on back, more about the reaction to Donald Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking through the email coming on in. I'm getting a lot of email about the riots in Berkeley. And apparently in comparing the rioters in Berkeley to the Nazi brown shirts, it seems I've insulted the brown shirts. And I do apologize. You were much neater and cleaner. I'm also getting a reminder from somebody who's actually in Russia that Russia does today have an active communist party like the one in the United States. It's rather small, but it is actually there. But I don't really think that they're funding these protesters against Donald Trump. All righty. Let's see what else we have here. We're going to take a phone call. Francis in Vancouver. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I tried to call you about this yesterday, and hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, it seems like we've got that long delay, so just say what you want to say, and then I'll respond.
Okay, there's a really good article at Voltaire Network and by Thierry Masson, and by way of introduction, Thierry Masson is the first 9/11 truther, and he published the famous photograph of the large plane crashing into the Pentagon and showing that the hole was too small. And he's a big hero of Webster Tarpley's. And he's got an article right now called Trump, Enough of 9/11. And what he does is he constructs a pretty cogent argument showing that Mattis, Flynn, Kelly, and Pompeo are this Praetorian Guard that he's erected around himself, and that despite what the press is saying, and the press has been saying that this is kind of a helter-skelter, hastily thrown together hodgepodge of guys, nothing could be further than from the truth. Mattis and Flynn knew each other well and worked together in Iraq in 2003 when they first invaded. And Kelly was the commander of Southcom. And so that means he's been put there to defend the southern border. And he's an expert of that because he was a commander of Southcom. And Pompeo, of course, was the head of his class at West Point. And so you've got basically three high-level military men. And in doing that, and also Mattis and Flynn are famous in Iraq because they opposed Negroponte's plan, which was the neocon plan, to govern over Iraq by creating a civil war there between the Sunnis and the Shias, and specifically by creating Daesh. And so basically this is the anti-neocon government. And this group of people around Trump are strong military men, and their business is to knock off the neocons and their whole world plan, and also to reorganize the CIA and take it away from, you know, going around and creating mischief all over the world and just castrating it and turning it into what it should have been, which is really an intelligence gathering agency.
Okay, well, I'm going to cut in here a little bit. First of all, obviously, I disagree with them regarding the airplane at the Pentagon. And the reason for the small hole is the hole was not made by the airplane, but by the potable water tank. That issue aside, yes, it does look like Trump is trying to take apart the neocon agenda and try and rein in the CIA. And remember, one of his campaign promises he made was that there would be an end to these covert interventions in other people's countries. That was the root cause of all the anti-U.S. sentiment around the world, including expressions of terrorism. So I've got the article here, and I'm taking a look at it. We're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you. Bye.
Now then, getting back to this issue with the flag, okay, and I don't know why this got so out of control. Okay, what the Department of Defense is saying right now is that these particular Humvees are not actually in active service to the military. And what it is, as the Humvees start to get older and they wear out very quickly in those desert environments, they are sold to civilians who just think they're cool. And these vehicles seen in the video do not have the markings that identify them as part of an operational military unit. So it wasn't really soldiers or SEALs driving these things. Maybe it's a Humvee club and they were just cruising along. But if this is a Humvee being driven by a private citizen, he can put whatever flag he wants on it. So this, that story is pretty much over and done with. And what a huge, huge fuss. I don't have a problem with members of the military flying the flag of the serving president. I don't know why that would be a problem for anybody, but there it is. Now then, getting on back to the global elitists, globalists' reactions to Donald Trump, people are starting to take Donald Tusk to task, where he is being raked over the coals, in particular from Witold Waszczykowski, the foreign affairs minister of Poland, who came on out and said it's not up to European politicians to intervene in what's going on with the United States. I mean, everybody is sick and tired of countries intervening in each other's countries. And in any event, Donald Tusk may not be in the political light much longer. Apparently, there's now a criminal probe going after him regarding the plane crash that killed former President Lech Kaczynski and his wife. And so all of a sudden, that's starting to warm up, and he may not be around much longer. Now, down in the Philippines, President Duterte says he's on the verge of unleashing the army in the drug war and saying it is a national security threat, and he is correct. And we're not talking about the people who are using drugs or even the street dealers. We're talking about the drug money corruption within the government itself, something the United States has been cursed with for at least the last 30 years. And Duterte is determined he's going to get rid of it. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, Obama, in his final days in office, freed hundreds of drug criminals to go back out on the streets and do what they were doing before. And remember, Obama actually damaged America's relations with the Philippines by chastising Duterte for having a war on drugs. Well, we've got a war on drugs, too. What's wrong with Duterte having the same thing? Well, because our war on drugs is actually the war on the competition's drugs, not on all drugs. Now, AP is reporting that Donald Trump has sent a message down to Mexico, which is stop the bad hombres down there, meaning the drug cartels, and saying if the Mexican military does not move to control them, he, Donald Trump, will send U.S. forces down to Mexico to start targeting those drug cartels, as opposed to Barack Obama, who was sending these drug cartels military weapons at your expense, at the same time telling you that you had no need to have these kind of weapons. Now, what we're dealing here is the fall of the narcocracy. All that we have seen in this country over the last 30 years goes all the way back to that CIA Operation Screwworm that was run out of Arkansas. It was smuggling untraceable military weapons down to Nicaragua for the Contras to use against the Sandinistas, and because it was an illegal operation, a violation of the Bolin Amendment and the Logan Act, the CIA had to fund it themselves, which they did by bringing huge amounts of cocaine, tons of cocaine, back into the United States along those same smuggler aircraft. And it was sold and the money laundered through a loose network of land flips, savings and loans, various other operations, and then the money was paid out to the people providing those untraceable weapons through an Arkansas state agency, the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, under then-Governor Bill Clinton. And everybody made huge amounts of money off of this, enough to basically buy their way to the White House. Now, this operation was run by George Herbert Walker Bush as Reagan's VP. And then it started to fall apart when Bush himself was president, is when Eugene Hasenfuss's airplane got shot down, and he blew the whistle on the whole thing. Huge global scandal. It was called Iran-Contra. And they had congressional hearings that talked about the weapons smuggling, but they never mentioned the drug smuggling by the CIA into the United States of America to sell to your kids. That would have been the final straw for the American people. But that's how we got the Clinton-Bush duocracy, duopoly. And their plan was to use their corrupted, drug-corrupted government structure to just hand the White House off back and forth between them, generation after generation, to try and maintain the illusion that we, the American people, still had some kind of a choice. Obama got in as a ringer, but he went along with that drug agenda. And his pardons in his last days of office emphasize that. Donald Trump is a wild card. He's not a drug user. He doesn't even drink. He's a very religious man. When he starts finding out for himself what's been going on, he is going to fire people. And that's why they're in a panic. It's like in the last days before the repeal of Prohibition, and all the gangsters were just going crazy because the fun times were about to come to an end. Okay, now remember all that brouhaha about Russia hacked the elections. Russia's tinkering with our internal affairs. Russia's doing this, Russia's doing that. And not even a word about the very demonstrable tinkering and influence that Israel has over our government. And it's a big stink now over in Great Britain. When it came on out that Israel's embassy was working with various groups to literally target and remove members of parliament who weren't sufficiently supportive of Israel. And they were doing that here in the U.S. Just ask Cynthia McKinney. But there was somebody else tinkering with our presidential election, Goldman Sachs, with huge amounts of money going on in trying to get Hillary Clinton into the Oval Office. Why aren't we complaining about the tinkering by Wall Street in our elections? Now, apparently, we're getting word that the Trump team is looking at replacing all inspector generals. Well, there's a good reason. They really haven't been doing their job for the last 10 years at least. Trump's a businessman. He wants productive people. You're fired. We're going to get somebody in there who's going to do the job. And Congress is all upset. Oh, how could you do this? But remember, when Bill Clinton became president, they fired all the GOP attorney generals all over U.S. attorneys were fired and replaced with liberals. Nobody said a word back then. The president has that authority. Everybody in that federal government, in the executive branch, they serve at the discretion of the president. He can bring them in and he can kick them out. Now, after all this brouhaha about Trump's list of states that, rather nations that would not be allowed to just send their people here without control, and everybody's screaming about it, oh, it's terrible, it's against human rights and all the rest of it. It looks like other countries are starting to think that might not be a bad idea, because Kuwait has just instituted a similar policy. They're banning visas for 5 specific countries, including Pakistan. This idea of protecting your borders and deciding who gets to come in or not is starting to catch on. I'd say it was an idea whose time had come, but it's actually the way things used to work before this whole George Soros liberal globalist borderless idea came along. Before that, yeah, there were controls. When you went into somebody else's country, they would check you out to make sure you were not going to cause problems. It just makes common sense. It really does. Now then, over in Syria, government forces have recaptured the areas west of Palmyra, and it looks like they're accelerating. They're getting more and more territory. So that is really, I don't know how much longer it's going to go, but it's not going to be very long at all. Now, Kiev, despite the UN Security Council's resolution to return to the ceasefire, is trying to crank up that conflict in eastern Ukraine. They're trying to provoke Russia. And there's been some heavy fighting. Both sides are claiming heavy death tolls. A Russian MP has been lambasting Poroshenko over remarks on the NATO membership referendum, saying the reality is that public statements made by senior officials in the NATO countries are making it look less and less like Kiev is going to be allowed to join NATO. Nobody wants to take on a losing situation like that, except the hardcore war hawks who, of course, want war with Russia and any excuse will do. And we're seeing all these articles about all the different ways that they could get that war in the Donbass restarted. Now then, article coming out of RIMF.com. What's going on here is that Ukraine is trying to sabotage Trump's attempt at detente with Russia. The war hawks do not want peace with Russia. The private central bankers don't want peace with Russia. And they don't care what the president of the United States wants. They don't care what the American people want. They just want what they want, and they're going to get it any way that they can. And so Poroshenko has apparently been given the post of picador to try and goad Russia into some kind of a response and try and trigger some kind of a showdown with Putin, which would drag the U.S. in on Kiev's side, they think. Seeing an article coming out of Russia Insider, it's time to lock up John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And they're talking about how McCain and Graham made a trip to Donbass last month. And they just went up and down giving all these incendiary speeches telling the Ukrainian troops to restart hostilities. We don't care if the United Nations has declared a ceasefire. You got to go kill those people for us. I think what they should have done was said, to John and Lindsay, okay, you can take our rifles, you lead the attack. See how far that goes here. Now, as part of these war games maneuvers going on in Poland, they've been firing live rounds from U.S. tanks, and the NATO General Ben Hodges is saying it isn't really practice. We're sending a message to Russia. And I'm sure Russia will get it. And they're all still out there talking about Russia's aggression, Russia aggression, Russian aggression. Look, Putin's got enough problems. I mean, let's look at it from Vladimir Putin's point of view. Why would he want to invade Europe given the condition Europe is in right now? Bankrupted, chaos from the refugees. He doesn't need that grief. We'll be right back.
Fall, my favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, speaking of Russia and Putin, Putin has just dismissed 16 of his top generals from the Office of the Ministry of Emergency Situations, the Ministry of Internal Affairs, and the Investigative Committee. and he's put in new replacements. There's been no explanation. Some people have speculated he's preparing for war. The other speculation is he's getting rid of the Russian generals who are eager for war. But he's certainly taking his inspiration from Donald Trump. He's simply saying, I'm the boss. I get to fire people who are not doing what I want them to do. And that is going to be a healthy thing. Now, the International Committee of the Red Cross is saying it is ready to act as a neutral intermediary to protect the civilians in Donbass who are caught in the middle of all this nonsense of covert overthrow and Maidan and color revolution. And by the way, there's a reminder there. If we allow a color revolution in this country, we're going to see a lot of innocent, unoffending, law-abiding Americans are going to get caught in the crossfire and they're going to be killed or crippled. Now, the other day we were talking about how Ukraine had officially complained that Russia had taken a shot at one of their planes over the Black Sea, and Russia then denied it. Now we're getting the update on what was going on. Apparently, this Ukrainian AN-26 was making practice bomb runs at an oil platform, which is clearly, again, Poroshenko's trying to provoke Russia into doing something. And apparently what happened is there was this one crane that was not well lit, and one of the oil platform workers was firing a flare gun to try and warn the aircraft off. And that's the story that we're getting from that. But we're going to see Poroshenko do this again and again. He's going to keep on provoking until Russia does something that Poroshenko can say, aha, the war is on. Story coming out of Russia Insider. The German Reich is now occupying Lithuania to defend against Russian aggression. Now, it's kind of a lightweight occupation, but they're basically sending in all these weapons and they're manning the borders. And Donald Trump better realize that he is being sabotaged and subverted by his own Pentagon and by NATO itself. And I know he's dealing with the immigration stuff right now, but he's got to start looking at that wider view right now. And he's got to start realizing something else, because I am seeing signs that my earlier assessment of him is the correct one. Too much of his worldview is based on what he's been seeing on corporate media. And even though he knows the corporate media was lying about him all last year, he hasn't really gone back to take a look and ask the question, what else have they been lying to me about? And he needs desperately to do that, or he's going to get lured into a trap. We're going to take a break for our station identification. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free
free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.